It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels. I'm off next week, so there will be no new podcasts, but I've done over 400 of them, so feel free to scroll through, go way back into the archives, and find when I used to work blue and drop C-bombs and swear a lot more often than what I currently do now. I didn't do a podcast last night because, well, I just wasn't feeling it, and that's just what's going to happen sometimes because, well, I'm a lovable fuzzball, and I deserve a night off, but I promised 4 podcasts a week, which is exactly what I'm going to do. A lot going on with FTX, which is where you've got those weird, bizarre little furry individuals that were supposed to be running a crypto exchange. A lot of funding going to Republicans. Hello, McCarthy, who is on his way up, who's supposed to be the Republican that's going to take charge. Really, you got a whole bunch of money laundered through Democrat crypto exchanges. So please, I don't want to hear about it. More than likely, that was a CIA operation or FBI or Department of Homeland Security or something like that, especially when you find out what the Bahamian government is doing and basically confiscating everything. But there's something else that's going on. Not a lot of people are talking about it because of FTX and what goes on with Trump and everything else. COP27 and COVID. COP27 is this climate change deal where, oh my goodness, everybody in there is supposed to stop doing everything that harms the environment. And wouldn't you know, everything that human beings do harms the environment. So we should just get rid of everybody. Yes, that's exactly what they're saying. So one of the items that every little green weenie talks about is, oh, we need to stop using fossil fuels because that's worse than anything on the planet. You can't do it anymore. Why are you still trying to use gasoline and diesel? And man. So do you know what COP27 actually did? It's a UN-sponsored climate summit, right? That's what this is really all about. And do you know what they did to combat fossil fuels being used? Nothing. They didn't do anything. There is no documentation of anybody committing to the reduction of using fossil fuels. Not one thing. The headline from Zero Hedge COP27, Climate Virtue Signaling Boondoggle Ends in Failure, Leaves Out Fossil Fuel Pledge. So the next question has to be, is why are the governments pushing electric vehicle usage for the basic population? The idea is that you are going to be controlled. Your travel is going to be controlled and monitored at all times. However, big-time corporations, the ones that cause the most harm to the environment, they're going to be able to use fossil fuels as long as they want, as much as they need. That's part of this Green New Deal. It's all meant to control you and limit your ability to travel. Then you had G20. G20 is a big-time globalist, agenda-driven nonsense meeting between a whole bunch of douchebags that claim to be very important. So they came out, and do you know who was there too? Oh, none other than the four-eyed eugenicist and droopy-faced Bill Gates. And do me a favor, Mr. Gates, comb your effing hair. It always looks like you just rolled out of a dryer and then drove to wherever you're supposed to be with your head out the window. You look like a slob. Do something about it. So he came out, and he said that, well, you know what, being that we have a lot of people on the planet, and a lot of those individuals are older, we're just going to have to rationally discuss what it's going to take to end their lives. According to Gates, death panels will be necessary in the near future in order to end the lives of sick and unwell people due to, quote-unquote, very, very high medical costs. Luckily enough, thanks to Obamacare, they do have death panels in there so that the government can determine whether or not you should live or die based upon your age. Isn't that just so altruistic of these debauched degenerates? So this is what else they did. The G20 signed a little document that pledged that all of the governments are going to have to look into something that Bill Gates dumped over $1 billion in funding to for 2023. Talk about unwinding that awkward sentence. So, what did they dump all of this money into? How are they going to take Bill Gates's orders? Well, all we have to do is listen to it. This comes from Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin. I don't know what his name is. Speaking on the matter on behalf of the G20 host country where they're talking this year, they talk about none other than a digital health certificate, a digital ID. Bill Gates funded this year, last couple of months, over $1 billion. He dumped over $1 billion into different non-governmental organizations and different governments to research how to create effective digital health certificates, digital IDs. Now, 2 months later, 3 months later, we've got all of the countries in the world talking about what we need to do to get out of the pandemic. There's no pandemic anymore. I'm sorry to tell you, none. I would even argue there wasn't one to begin with. But according to the Indonesian health minister, he says, let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by the World Health Organization. If you've been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around. Now, what kind of dictatorial Nazi would do something like that? I don't know. Bill Gates, because if you look into the funding of the World Health Organization, it is groups like Gavi, which Bill Gates basically bought and owns, and then the largest funders come from the big pharma industry like Pfizer and AstraZeneca and all of those. So you've got a complete fascist takeover of your health and your freedom of movement on this planet. And this is what our governments are trying to push. This has nothing to do with making sure that COVID-19 is now out of the way. This has everything to do with rounding you up and making sure that you don't go where they don't want you to go, and you stay within a smart city so that you can be monitored all the time. That's what this has to do with. And the White House, they even came out and said, we recognize that the extensive COVID-19 immunization is a global public good, and we will advance our effort to ensure timely, equitable, and universal access to safe, affordable, quality, and shut up. How many more words can you put into an effing sentence? It's just more hot air and nonsense coming from these morons. So in Article 23 of we'll just click on the link here. It was a link. I was going to bring it up. It was actually a declaration. Yes, it's on the White House's website on November 16th, G20 Bali Leaders' Declaration. Okay, so if you go to it, you can find it. Scroll all the way down to Article 23. And in Article 23, supported by the White House and people like Dr. Fauci, we acknowledge the importance of shared technical standards and verification methods under the framework of the IHR back in 2005 to facilitate seamless international travel and interoperability, and recognizing digital solutions and non-digital solutions, including proof of vaccinations. We support continued international dialogue and collaboration on the establishment of trusted global digital health networks as part of the effort to strengthen prevention and response for future pandemics that should capitalize and build on the success of the existing standards and digital COVID-19 certificates. Digital COVID-19 certificates. So those two paragraphs in Article 23 are quite the mouthful. But here's what you need to know. One, to facilitate seamless international travel, interoperability. That means that all of your data is going to go into a global database, and every country on the planet is going to have access to your personal data. And if you don't abide by the government's demands or the World Health Organization's demands, because that's how this all goes, the government will say, well, we're just following the World Health Organization's recommendations. That's how they got into this. That's how fascism started in Germany, too. Well, we're just following orders. They said this, and we gotta follow it. Same thing happened during COVID. Well, we're just following the CDC's recommendations. We're just following the FDA recommendations. It's not us, it's them. They're just passing the buck, so they don't have to abide by any accountability. So it's all nonsense, and that's what they're doing here. They want to put all of your medical data, all of your social media, creating a social credit score, into an international database that is monitored at all time, that tracks you anytime at all time, and they're going to use COVID-19 as the excuse to do it, even though there's no thing going on with COVID-19 right now. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, notice what else, the other date in there. 2005, right? 2005. What happened around that time? Well, September 11th. So this plan has been going on for about two decades. In 2005, this kind of nonsense is probably tied to, now I haven't looked up the document from 2005, it's probably tied to terrorism because you had September 11th in 2001. Now it's tied to digital IDs for COVID-19 certificates. Now it's tied to a health problem. So they've been trying to limit our movement for decades. It's just how they're going to argue this digital ID. That's all there is to this. This kind of stuff is not going to stop until these people are kicked out of office and non-governmental organizations are reined in. Money laundering, cryptocurrency groups are reined in. And I don't mean a central banking digital currency is the option that we should be choosing. It's the same nonsense because central banks are not working for you. Central banks are made up of international banks that basically give recommendations to the government, recommendations in quotes, more like demands, to take advantage of you. It's supposed to be the government tells the central banks, oh, this is what we need. But no, that's not what happens. It's the central banks that take advantage of you. So the whole thing has to be revamped. And the COVID-19 angle is not stopping. This comes from ABC7. LA County strongly recommending return to indoor masking as COVID-19 cases are rising again. According to who? Because they're not using the PCR tests anymore. How are they generating these numbers? And out of these numbers, I'd like to know how many of those individuals are actually vaccinated? How many of those individuals has had any kind of booster shot too? So please, let's be honest about who's really at risk. And, you know, they give all kinds of numbers. I'm not going to read the whole article to you, but the point is that they're trying to push this angle and they're not going to let go until we get these people out of there. And part of the way to do that is to do what I told you to do and stop using electronic voting machines, stop using early mail-in ballots, stop using mail-in ballots altogether, and only count the votes on election day. Don't say that, well, we can accept ballots until 2 weeks after election day because every vote must be counted. No, no. Your civic duty, your civic responsibility is to vote on effing election day, not 2 weeks later. Your civic duty is to show up at the poll, show up at the voting center, and pull the lever, ka-chunk, not push buttons. Not to know where the data actually goes after you submit the ballot. These electronic voting machines are supposed to be top-notch. We can get results in an instant. Then why does it take over a week to determine who won the race in battleground states like Arizona? That sounds like cheating, doesn't it? Anyway, the COVID thing is not going away, and they're going to use anything in their power to try and maintain this nonsense. I've been trying to get to this story for a long time, and guess what? I'm still not going to get to it as much as I want to, but it comes from Children's Health Defense. Worst yet to come. As COVID spike proteins slowly take toll on endocrine systems, experts warn of rise in hormone-related diseases. And basically, the whole gist here is that these shots deplete hormonal reserves. And so you've got people like, what's this full guy? Dr. Flavio. Whoa, Flavio Cottagiani, a Brazilian endocrinologist. He came out and he said, basically, what we're going to see in the future is a little bit different from the other fields because glands have reserves. And the decrease of the reserves will not be clinically seen right now, but may be in the future. And he spoke in front of a frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance conference in Kissimmee, Florida. So basically, the whole angle here is that these shots deplete your hormonal reserves and start messing around with your endocrine system. And so you've got issues with your pituitary glands, where you start experiencing nonsense with your thyroid. You start experiencing things where you have increases in appetite, and your adrenal glands get messed up because that's also driven by hormones. So you gotta watch out for this stuff because it's all going to be very, very subtle, and people will not put it all together because they've done no long-term studies on the injections. Everybody that took one is part of a trial until at least 2027, and that's from the FDA document. They're still doing studies until 2027. So all the idiots and the mouth breathers that went out and got a cheeseburger and a Coke and a $10 gift card somewhere because they took an experimental gene therapy platform, guess what? That's their compensation for being in a trial. So that's my, it's a huge article. It affects what else? The thyroid, the pancreas, reproductive organs. Interesting with that. So there was another article that I read, the other article basically said that the mRNA is in a nanolipid, and that nanolipid is basically the delivery system. So that delivery system goes into the body, into the cells, and then once it gets into the cells, it's supposed to crack open, and the mRNA is released, and people then get the spike protein generated by their own body. This article basically said that's never going to happen because the immune system is so good. So what happens is the mRNA, nanolipid vehicle with the mRNA inside is never cracked open. What the body does is tries to get rid of it through various organs. So that's why we hear all of these reports about people getting problems with their liver, people getting problems with erectile dysfunction, people getting huge periods and sloughing off in their periods. Basically, that's not putting your responsibilities aside. You're not sloughing off on your responsibility. That's basically a complete replica of a uterus, and the blood is so coagulated that it just comes flying out and it looks really, really gross. But anyway, that's why all of those adverse events are occurring, is because the immune system is actually doing its job. It's not allowing that nanolipid to break open. The mRNA technology is still encased in that nanolipid, and the body shifts it to those places, and that's why you see those adverse events. What does that mean? It means the liver is trying to process and get rid of the nanolipids. It means that your reproductive organs, part of the immune system, trying to process those nanolipids and get them out. So that's why you see heavy flows, heavy menstruation cycles, because it's trying to control the outbreak and basically combine all of those nanolipids into the blood and then get it out through a menstruation cycle, multiple menstruation cycles. And for men, I would assume, being that it's all going to the gonads, I would assume through ejaculation, it gets out all of those, or tries to get out all of those nanolipids. Now, that's according to the article. I don't know if that's true or not, but interesting any regardless. So here's the thing. I'm off, like I said, next week. I may post other past shows. I don't know yet, but you're going to have to make it 1 week without me. I'll probably post things on Twitter and also Instagram, so you can check in every so often over there. As always, please remember to be lovable fuzzballs. Please remember to share me if you don't with the hashtag FuzzballNation, because that's what we are. We're a nation of lovable fuzzballs. We're brilliant individuals. We're a cut above the rest. And we are ahead of the curve by 6 months. That's how smart we are. I don't know how many more shows I can do where I say, guess what? I'm right. I brought this up months ago, and look what happened. I'm effing right, because I'm brilliant. I'm a lovable fuzzball. And if you're listening to me, the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels, you're also on the Last Call Caravan. Now all we need to do is get merch. We need sweatshirts and hoodies and hats and gloves. That's what we really need. So anyway, enjoy Thanksgiving. Have an excellent week. And I will be back the following week to continue broadcasting brilliance.